Welcome to But I'm a Lesbian, the podcast where we serve alt baddie sass, queer film reviews, and everything in between. Whether you're a baby gay
or a queer elder, we're here, we're queer, and we're diving deep into all things lesbian. We're your hosts, Caitlin
and Angie.
Get ready for some sapphic serotonin and also some sapphic pregnancy hormones.
I was going to say, I'm fuckboy Angie.
Yeah. That's what I feel like. Okay. The movie we're doing is set in the 90s, and one of the side characters wears a backwards hat, and I just think it looked cool. So I was like, let's wear backwards hats so we can look cool.
Yeah.
So,
if you're watching the YouTube version, you'll see our outfits.
Yeah. If you're not, just imagine us wearing backwards hats.
Yeah.
And also, I have like a plaid shacket because I thought, yes, I'm really hot though, because it's really hot where we live.
You're committed though.
But yeah, I'm committed. I got the AC on, so hopefully I'm not going to be sweating throughout this episode. Any hoosers, the movie is Chutney Popcorn. Oops, you were supposed to say that part.
That's okay. That's all right. You already said it.
Okay, Chutney Popcorn.
So, yes, it's a 1999 independent film. In this film, a vaguely masked lesbian decides to be a surrogate for her sister, which, you know, nice. Okay. And chaos ensues, as you can imagine. Yes. So, Caitlin, have you ever thought about surrogacy or anything else related to that?
Yes. Before I realized that I am an antinatalist, when I was younger, I always wanted to be pregnant and give, like, experience pregnancy and experience giving birth. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know if I really wanted to have, like, a child. So I would always tell, like, my gay male friends that I would be their surrogate if, aww, when they're older, they want to have a child. And I don't know, just because I think it's really amazing what the human body can do. Mm-hmm. It's so cool. But yeah, I just don't really agree with, like, purposely bringing more people into the world when there are so many kids that are, like, in foster care and need families. So yeah. I would not do that now. But girl, if somebody hit me up when I was 22, I would have done it. But I did donate my eggs when I was 22 or 23. Mm-hmm. And I think about it, like, kind of a lot. Maybe that's weird, but I'm, like, so curious about the children born of my eggs. Mm-hmm. Because so I only did it once, and, like, the way you do it, mm-hmm, it's not the same at every, like, agency, but the way that I did it was I, like, signed up for this agency online, and then, like, literally, like, a year or 2 years later, they contacted me and they said a family is interested in you. So it's like they don't have you go through the process until a family picks you and wants your eggs. And so the family lived in the LA area, mm-hmm, and, you know, we live, like, not there.
Yeah.
So I had to, like, drive down there for the doctor's appointments and stuff, and they have to, like, match you up with the intended mother's, like, cycle. Mm-hmm. So you had to, like, kind of go on birth control and then go, like, off of it. So your period would be, like, at the same time as her.
Okay.
And my periods are kind of irregular. So it was, like, really hard because at some point when I was not on the birth control anymore, my period wasn't starting when it was supposed to. And I thought I wasn't going to get to do it. And I drank all this parsley tea because apparently.
Oh, I heard that. Helps.
Yes. it was not delicious. I hate parsley now. I didn't hate it before, but I drank so much just, like, boiled parsley tea water.
Oh,
it was
my
gross.
Gosh.
And eventually my period did start, so I was able to do it. But, you know, the main reason that I wanted to do it was because you get paid. They call it donation, but I got, like, $5,000 or $6,000, something. And I was really poor, so I needed it.
Yeah.
And but I did think, you know, it would be cool to help a family, mm-hmm, have a child that couldn't. And anyway, point being, it was this whole thing. You had to, like, do, like, hormones to make your, like, follicles grow, mm-hmm, or whatever. I was scared to inject myself with the hormones, so my mom had to do it for me. And This is where I got my favorite compliment. An ultrasound technician told me I have a cute uterus. And I thought that was so nice. Like, you guys have a cute uterus. And when they did the, like, removal, they, like, put you, like, under anesthesia. And mm-hmm. they have to, like, I don't really know exactly how they do it. But basically, they go, like, up in your Vajojo area. And then they have to, like, poke, like, a needle mm-hmm. through, like, some sort of wall to get the little eggs out mm-hmm. and, like, pull them out. And they said that they normally get 20-ish eggs, but they got 40 eggs from me. So I'm wow. a fertile-ass bitch. And I know that the mother did get pregnant. I don't okay. know, like, if it was one baby, if it was multiples. Mm-hmm. I don't know if, like, the pregnancy went to term. I hope that it did. And I don't know. I gave them permission to use my eggs for future pregnancies so yeah. that they're – kids would have also, like, the same genes.
The same, yeah.
So this was in, like, 2012 or 2013, and I did sign a paper that said if the child or children born are interested in meeting me when they are 18, mm-hmm. that the agency is allowed to give out my info. Mm-hmm. And I feel like such a loser because I really hope that they reach out to me. I just want to know what they're like because mm-hmm. I think it would be so interesting with the whole nature versus nurture thing because yeah. I'm like, are they going to have any, like, similarities to me besides looks? Like, mm-hmm. do they have, like, do they act awkward? Do they do same similar facial expressions? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. when I've never met them.
Yeah.
I'm very curious about that. So they would be 18 when I'm, like, 40, and I'm 36 now. So, oh my God, that means there might be, like,
oh my gosh.
What the fuck? Does that mean that they could be teenagers if they were born in, no. If they were born in 2013?
They were born in 2013.
That makes them 13. Yeah. Oh my God. There is a teenager running around with my genes, and I hope that they don't act like I did as a teenager because I was fucking crazy. That's why I'm missing all the ice cream scoops. So anyway, that's my story. What about you? Have you ever thought about anything like that?
Well, thank you for sharing because yeah. I remember when you told me that and I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. Yeah. And I think we had talked about hopefully the family and the children do not turn out to be Republican because that will not happen.
Oh my God. Yeah, they are your from genes a really will rich not area. Allow it, though.
Okay. I don't yeah. think they will. There's something going to be in there that's going to be like, no, I can't do this.
I think that I would like to see this, but I do attribute this to being an Aquarius sometimes, mm-hmm. but I really feel like there is something in me that is just very contrarian.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone born of my genes could be like,
yeah,
I'll just go with the flow and be yeah. like basic. No, they're going to be cool. They're going to be so unique.
And what if they're also Aquariuses?
Oh my God, I would die. That'd be crazy. I'm like, no, they wouldn't be because, well, the first one at least, because oh, okay. I did this right around my birthday. So it was like January or February. So oh, if the person got okay. pregnant in January, it's probably a Sagittarius.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
It's like maybe a Scorpio or a Sagittarius. Yeah,
but it'll have Aquarius in their placement.
Yes, hopefully. For sure. Okay, anyway, tell me about you.
As far as surrogacy, no, I don't think I ever thought about like doing that. I also did want to have a lot of children when I was younger. Mm. Like when I was a kid, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get married and have a lot of kids. Like I'm going to have like my grandma. Yeah. She had 16 kids. Not all of them made it, but she had 16 kids. So I was like, crazy. I'm also going to have 16 kids just like her. And then I grew up and I was like, I'm not having any kids.
Oh my
like,
gosh.
You know, if I were to have kids, I would adopt, I think.
Yeah.
But I had always been really afraid of childbirth because I have a feeling that if I were to have a kid and have to obviously give birth to it, that I would die during the process. I just have a feeling.
Oh my God.
Or maybe it's because I watched too many movies of that.
I'm like, did anyone in your family have that? Because isn't
no,
it like
they
the
didn't.
Complications sometimes
no, my
are
grandma,
genetic?
No. That's why every time like I'd ask her about it, she never got a C-section. She had all her kids.
Okay.
I was like, oh my God. But then I had talked to my mom because she had a C-section for me and my sister. And then my eldest sister, there was like a complication. Like she was wrapped around like with the umbilical cord.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, but she didn't die obviously. But still, yeah. you know, I always think that I'm going to die during it. But maybe that's just like the fear of
doing that. Well, it is very scary.
Yeah. So adoption. Yay. Yeah. I think I'd rather do that.
That is.
If I want to have kids. Well, if Yami and I are like, yeah, we'll adopt. But that's in the very, very far future.
I know.
I want to be like, so I want to be in my 40s and then adopt like a teenager or something.
Yeah.
Because at that point, I don't want like a baby.
You know? Yeah, I don't want to sound like a jerk. I mean, I like babies in theory. I'm not like, oh, I hate babies. But like,
yeah.
I have never seen myself as someone like with a baby. Mm-hmm. So I do think like if we foster and potentially adopt, mm-hmm. It would probably be older kids.
Yeah, like a teenager or maybe like, or not necessarily, but like.
Like eight.
Seven, eight. You know, like, yeah, I think
where
that's good.
They're able to like go to school.
Yeah.
And
do
like,
things.
Yeah, they can like own. Wipe their own butt, you know, like, but Wah loves babies though. She's aww. Like one of those people that's like, oh my God, smell her head. She smells like. A baby, okay, and I'm like, oh, she was literally just born. She's from someone's body, so she probably smells like the inside of body. She's like, no, they washed her. Now she smells like
they
baby.
They just left her that way.
I'm like, I don't know. It's just so weird. It just seems so, still so fresh when they're only like a week old. I don't know. It's weird to me.
That makes sense. They usually do say like, oh my God, smell their head or like mm-hmm. they just smell like baby. And babies are very cute. And I think I'm very good with babies. But it's a matter of like, do you want to raise that baby?
Yeah. I'm going to also tell you a potentially controversial take.
Oh, tell me.
I don't think it's that controversial. Well, some people.
Okay.
I think white babies are the ugliest babies. And I say that. Mm-hmm. As a former white baby. Mm-hmm. And what were we looking at? We were looking at some white baby yesterday. And I was like, I think that's probably kind of like what your hair looked like. Because I didn't have hair till I was like two.
Really?
And she thinks that's crazy because she was born with a full head of hair. Well,
and that makes sense.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, babe, I'm white. I'm like, so, when I started to get hair, it was blonde and it was the same color as my skin.
Oh.
So that's what this baby looked like too. And it was starting to get hairs, but they were like random little tiny fine hairs. And I'm like, yes, that is what. I just look like a bald baby. And then I just feel like a lot of white babies that I see kind of look the same. And I looked like that too.
Yeah.
Like also because something that I think is interesting about babies and also puppies mm-hmm. and probably cats. I don't know. Like your eyes are either like blue or brown when you're born then they morph into the final color as you grow up. So
which is so cool.
Yeah, I had these giant like blue bug eyes and then I was bald.
I'm trying to picture you as like
a baby.
Yeah.
But I'll try like to find blue a picture eyes. And post it.
Yeah.
It was weird. But yeah, I was like, I don't know. I do look like this random baby that we saw the
other
day.
Oh,
I
was God. Like,
that does look like me. most other races of babies are very cute.
That is
and
true.
Some white babies are cute. And here's my other theory about babies that maybe is less controversial. Mm-hmm. I think all babies are cute, mm-hmm. even if they're like ugly, like, you know, people will be like, that's an ugly baby.
Yeah.
But then they're like, or whatever. And then I'm like, oh my God, it is cute. Yeah. Like it's a baby. But it's just when they're first born, like the little big potato phase, they just look like nothing, you know, that's not really cute. I remember when my niece was born, I think I've talked about this. This is the only time I've seen a baby be born. Mm-hmm. And she was so hairy. Like her little back was hairy.
Aww.
Like her eyebrows to her forehead were like hairy.
Really hairy? Oh my gosh.
And I was like, oh my God, is she gonna have like that wolf thing? Like, is she gonna be like this
is
forever?
She gonna be?
but she's not. And now she has a beautiful, like fabulous long hair.
She
and
does.
Beautiful full eyebrows.
I was
and
gonna
I'm like,
say.
That's why, because she had so much hair and like only some of it stays. Anyway, that was a long story about babies, but it's
well,
because
they had to know our opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we will. Oh yeah, we didn't even talk about our hot takes yet because I was talking so much about babies. Okay. Do you have a hot take about this movie?
Yes, I feel like maybe most people, if they've ever seen this movie, since it's super, I feel like independent, and unknown. You can't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
But maybe they were like us and they want to see all
searching.
Lesbian movies.
Going to the very bottom of Tubi.
Honestly. I feel like Rena should not have done this for her sister. Yeah. I feel like it was just like, I feel like it was just like a spur of the moment kind of thing where she's like, I can totally do this. You know, it wasn't like she ever saw herself doing this or was like, yeah, you know, I don't know. I just feel like she was the wrong person.
I kind of felt like the opposite in mm-hmm. that I felt like she selfishly wanted to do it because she did always want to have a baby. And she pretended it was for her sister. And then I feel like it worked out for her that the sister doesn't really want it. Anyway, spoiler. So right. My hot take was that Rena sucks and I'm confused. Are we supposed to like her? Because I feel like she tried to trap her girlfriend Lisa with a baby.
Yes, she did.
And I think that's fucked up. And it reminds me of in the L Word Gen Q mm-hmm. when Shane specifically told her wife mm-hmm. that she did not want to have a baby. And then the wife came back and tried to make up with her and she was already pregnant. Trying to get Shane to, like, raise a baby with her.
She's like, no, I told you I don't want this. And also, when are the – I don't know. There is going to be another reboot of the L Word. But
there better be.
Yeah. Aside from this, like, the writers in the L Word and then Gen Q, when are they going to realize that Shane is Polly?
It's like they Why don't do know they that keep it exists.
Making her be in monogamous relationships or being like, this is going to be the one that she will fall in love with because and just want to stay committed to her.
Yeah.
That's not true. It's not that she doesn't want to stay committed. She can. It's just that she's also, she happens to be Polly.
Yeah.
She does not want to have just a single partner.
Yes. Like literally, I feel like this was something she said in like episode one.
Yeah.
Maybe episode two when, Melissa Etheridge's wife was in it. I can't remember her name. Whatever, the blonde girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like obsessed with Shane and blah, 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 blah. And Shane was like, I like you a lot, but I like a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, because she is not a monogamous person.
She's not.
And I don't understand why in the year 2021 or whenever they finally did the reboot, they never had her just like be Polly. Mm-hmm. Like
they just don't want to see her happy.
I'm like, what the fuck? Oh my God, she's so hot. I can't get over it. I just
reminded by her hotness. I was getting like, visions of her.
I was like, oh my God, I just like, hold on. Now I'm like blushing. Wow, I love Shane.
Kate, if you're watching this.
Oh my God, I would die. I would die. Do you see when they were doing that, like, they are making, like, that alcoholic drink, they're, like, partners in that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they were, like, at she lesbian was at the bar. Bars.
Oh my God, when she was serving her the drink, I was just like, oh my God.
I would die. I would die. I don't.
You're like, can I get a water?
I know.
I'm sorry, I can't try your drink.
I'm sorry. I would have ordered one and give it to someone else because I would be like, she's probably there promoting that drink. So I'm going to order that drink so I can like touch hands.
Buy it for her.
Oh, I'm trying to get you wasted. Yeah, buy you another drink. No, I don't feel like I get flustered by people. But I would be very flustered and I don't think I would know how to talk and I would be like so weird and awkward because I've been like in love with her since like 2006.
Yeah.
From afar.
From afar.
Obviously. Anyway, okay, I'll stop talking about that. We said our hot takes. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and get back into the recap. So try not to get pregnant while we're gone. Welcome back to But I'm a Lesbian. This week, we are discussing Chutney Popcorn.
Yes. Okay. This is my favorite movie ever to have ever been made, honestly. Yes.
Almost so good. Like higher than Maggie and Annie?
I want to say, yeah. It's in my top three. I think Maggie has to be number two.
And then Elena Undone.
Oh my God.
Best movies ever.
Runner up, blue is the warmest color.
Oh my God. Someday we're going to do that. And I watch it and I'm like, it's actually not that bad. Like, I think, I don't know. Whatever.
It's bad because of what we know.
Okay? I was like, and then Honey, Don't.
Oh like, yeah.
We also, anywho.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So. The movie begins with a woman giving another woman like a henna tattoo. Like she's doing like multiple places on her body. And we see, I said the designs are beautiful because they are.
Yeah.
Also, have you ever? No, I was just going to ask that. No, I never have.
No.
I was always afraid that it would like, because I have really sensitive skin. I was afraid that it would like make me like break out and stuff. But one of these days, fuck it. I'll just do it. I already have breakouts anyway. So.
I would do it, but I've never had anyone like do them around me. And also, would I be cultural appropriating? I worry. I don't want to look like an asshole.
I feel like they do a lot of different designs, so you could just get like a flower or something.
Okay.
Because in there too, I saw she was doing a lot of other ones. Like she did like this heart on her hand with like the little like vines coming down. Yeah. And it looked really nice. But then she did also do like some other ones that were of her culture because she's an Indian woman. So she was doing like, yeah.
At some point her sister's like, you're doing it wrong.
I know. And, like, just, I thought that was funny. She's like, here, let me fix it.
Yeah.
But if you want to, they do. I know that they've done it because I've seen it at the fair.
I don't go to fairs because of animals abuse. Oh,
that makes sense.
Yeah, sorry if you're a rodeo person listening to this. I'm not a fan of the fair or FFA or 4-H. Or
I'll tell you after the other one, but
okay.
It doesn't. But that would reveal where we are. And that's going to be a mystery forever.
Oh, they should offer it at like animal sanctuaries.
Yeah.
I'm going to this thing soon. It's like a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a meatless meetup. So mm-hmm. like veg and vegan meetup at a restaurant. And the money that they make is going to benefit a local animal, like farm animal rescue.
Mm-hmm.
And if I meet the farm animal rescue people, I'm going to be like, you should have a event where you have henna.
You're like, have you guys ever thought about that?
Yeah, I thought like, that's literally so random that you brought that up. I'm like, girl, I've been thinking about it because I don't want to go to the fair. Anyway, okay, I'm so sorry. No, she's doing henna. Okay.
Yes, so she's doing henna, and we learned that the woman's name is Rena, the one doing the henna. And then the woman receiving that is her girlfriend, Lisa.
Oh, my God, wait. I'm so sorry. Can I tell you something funny?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell I think me. This is funny, you guys. I don't know. So I went to a baby shower and they – so also that's funny. It's related to babies. But anyway, I went to a baby shower and we did this thing. They made sure that all the flavors were vegan so that we could participate. So that's I had to so participate. Nice. So it was like one partner had to be blindfolded and try the flavors of baby food. And then the other partner had to like be the one to feed them.
Mm-hmm.
And my pregnant friend's mom was like asking me and Wa, who's the giver and who's the receiver? And that's laughing. And she's like, I had to do it. I couldn't help it.
Oh,
and I was like,
God. Oh my God,
she knew what she was doing. Because I thought she was like, oh, just choosing an interesting word.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, this does make sense. But you're like, I am all right. The one receiving the baby flavors. Anyway, so her girlfriend, the receiver.
She's the receiver.
The receiver, okay. Of the henna.
Yeah. So that's how the movie begins. She's just – Rena's doing henna to her girlfriend. But then also we see that she's doing this to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then she takes photographs of them. And then she like hangs them up in the shop that they are – that she works at. Which I feel like they never clarified what it was. I was like, is this an art gallery? Is this whatever? But then they were also doing like waxing and hair. So I was like, is it a salon? What kind of shop is it?
I guess I thought it was a salon. But then they also do art. Maybe. The art paintings. Because does she do henna at the salon too?
Yes, she does.
So it's like that kind of makes sense. It goes along with like you could be like, oh, I'm going to go get my hair done and I also want to get a henna tattoo.
Yeah, yeah, you know, that makes sense. So we're going to say salon.
And I also want to buy a photograph of a woman with them. Because she was selling the photos too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So that's what Rena does. And I said her family seems very traditional already because while this is happening, we see that there is like a ceremony going on and like Rena and her girlfriend are on her motorcycle, which is very
Dykes
cool.
On bikes.
Yeah. So she's over there in a hurry. And we learn that that is Rena's sister, Sarita. She's getting married and Rena missed the wedding ceremony, but she's like, well, I'm here for the party. And Rena's mother, like, scolds her and is just like, oh, my God, when are you going to give me a grandchild? And Rena's like, oh, my God, I don't want to get married. And then she's like, I'm a lesbian.
Yeah.
And her mom's like, oh, my God, don't say that. But I thought it was funny that Rena said, like, I'm a lesbian. I'm not sterile.
Yeah.
Like, I can still have kids.
Yeah.
But
goes to back my theory that she always wanted to do this anyway.
That is so true. Because she wasn't like, ew, I don't want a baby. Like, yeah. I don't want a baby right now.
Mm-hmm.
So at the ceremony, Rena's like trying to take photos of the people and stuff, but her mom's just like, this entire situation is stressing me out. Can you just take Lisa home? And so Rena's like, all right, let's go home. So back at home, they have roommates, and she's talking to her roommate about, because her roommate's a baby gay, Tiffany.
Yeah.
And there's a lot it seems of like she's in gays. Love with a straight woman. And so Rena's just like, oh my God, I thought you were done with her. And then Lisa arrives because she's just moved in with Rena. And then her mom arrives too. And she's like really nice, very mm-hmm. different from Rena's mother because she accepts the relationship. Mm-hmm. And she's just like, oh my God, this is so cute. I'm happy you're settling down.
Yeah.
Finally.
Aww.
Because they made it a point in the beginning to say that like Lisa isn't very fond of commitment because she didn't want a tattoo. She's like, that's permanent. Yeah. And then Rena's like, what's wrong with permanent?
Yeah. She's like, I'm what's trying wrong to with get having- pregnant.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So then the next day back at Sarita's place, Sarita tells Rena that her and Mitch, her husband, are going to try for a baby. And Rena's like, okay, that's very predictable. Yeah, did you tell our mom?
Basic.
Yeah. She's like, what all married people want to do. Mm-hmm. And so, which I thought was so sweet though. Sarita was just trying to confide in her sister.
Yeah.
So, the next day outside, Rena and her friends are outside of the shop and they're like seeing the random women pass by and they're like, Dyke. No, she's not. She's straight. And then, like, I just thought it was so funny. But I felt like she was trying to teach Tiffany because Tiffany's like, how do you know, like, if they're straight or not?
That also makes me think of the L word when they all were trying to figure out if Lara was if she was gay or not.
So then I just threw that in there because I thought it was nice. Yeah. But as Sarita and Mitch are in their house talking about the baby, Mitch was like, oh, is Rena not supportive because she's like jealous of me that I'm like stealing away you're her sister. And Sarita's like, no, she's actually like happy for us. And so Mitch was like, oh. So already I don't like Mitch. No. I think he's an asshole. Dislike him.
Am I the asshole? Yes.
Yes, you are the asshole. And then after that, Rena goes over to visit her mom and they're like, you know, talking. And she's like filing her mom's nails. And she's like, why do you always make them so short? And Rena's like, that's just the style, mom.
Aww.
And I'm like, that's kind of cute. They're having a moment.
Yeah.
But then her mom is like, oh my gosh, we have company. Who could that be? And it's a man named Raju. And she's like, oh my God, look at this very nice boy. And Rena's like, oh my God, she knows that her mom's trying to set her up. And so when her mom goes inside to get him like a refreshment, he's like, okay, here's a deal. I will pretend to date you so that your mom gets off of your back, but you need to set me up with your roommate, Lisa. And then he's just like basically trying to get her to do that. And Rena's like, well, she likes Indian chicks, not men. And then he says something really nasty and is like, well, I'm okay. I'd be okay if we had to have a threesome.
Yeah, which is such a typical thing that straight men love to say.
Yeah.
Oh, but do you need a third? If you ever want some dick, I'm around.
Oh my
God. I don't know what lesbian hasn't heard that, but it's so gross and weird.
I know. And I'm like, ew. And so then sometime after, Sarita is like hanging out with her mom and she confides in her and saying that her and Mitch are having trouble conceiving. So then her mom gives her a remedy and is like, put this in and it'll like clear you out. And then, you know, you guys will be able to have a baby. And then she also questions if Mitch is doing it right.
Oh, yeah. She's like, do you know, is he doing it right?
Are you guys doing it right? And then Sarita's like, mom, like, stop. She's like, anyways, just take this remedy and it'll help you get pregnant. And so then Sarita goes to a doctor though because she feels like something is wrong. And that doctor tells her to go, gets her like a referral for a gynecologist because she needs to like take some tests. And then another gynecologist tells Sarita and Mitch that she has a rare uterine condition that will not allow her to carry the baby to full term. And even if she does get pregnant, she will most likely miscarry. Mm-hmm. So she just cannot have children.
It's like really not worth trying because then if she gets pregnant,
you're just going to have a miscarriage.
Yeah, and it's going to be sad.
And so Sarita's obviously like taking this news kind of hard, but Mitch is like, and the gynecologist does say like, there are options, but we don't need to talk about that right now. Like just, you know, it'll be okay. Like, I guess process this.
Yeah.
And so her family performs like a ceremony of some sorts to like help her. I'm unsure. They didn't say what it was exactly, but it looks like it's something to like.
Yeah, they just didn't
help really her. Explain. Yeah. But Sarita's still like really depressed. So Rena goes to see her to like cheer her up. And she's like, oh, you should come to a show that I have. Like Crystal's going to let me, I'm guessing like the other person in the shop is going to let me put my like photographs up and stuff. And then Sarita's like, thanks, but no thanks. Like, I just don't want to go, you know? And then they get into an argument because Sarita tells Rena that like, I wouldn't expect you to understand, but I really had this idea in my head that I could always have my own family. And now that I can't, it's like, basically I'm changing as a person. And then she says that Rena is like selfish because she's like, you only are thinking about yourself right now. So then Rena's like, okay, I gotta go. And what to call it, back at home, Lisa and Rena are discussing what happened, and then Lisa's like, yeah, that's true, you can be selfish sometimes. And Rena's like, oh,
in the bedroom.
I'm all, wait, what? I thought you were being so serious. I'm like, I thought she meant like in general. No, she's being selfish, just
bringing it up. I don't know.
So then Rena is like, you know what? Okay, I'll do something very unselfish of me, which that was her ulterior motive. Mm-hmm. So she goes to see Sarita and she's like, I can help you. And Sarita's like, no, you can't. And she's like, I can help you by having the baby for you.
Yeah, she's like, I have a uterus.
She's like, I can have a baby for you. Yeah. And then Sarita's like, what the fuck? No, you can't. Like, what about your, like, you are a lesbian? And she's like, so that doesn't mean anything. Like, I can still have this baby for you.
Yeah, she's like, I still have the parts she's not necessary to have a baby.
So Sarita, like, does brush it off because she doesn't believe that Rena is going to go through with it. She just thinks it's another, like, thing that she's trying to make her feel better with. But then she tells Mitch, and Mitch is like, huh, like, that wouldn't be a bad idea. Mm-hmm. And she's like, what? Are you serious? Like, this is Rena. Rena has a reputation of being, like, very unreliable. And so she's like, I don't think this is going to happen. And then she talks to – oh, yeah, but I said Mitch defends her kind of by saying, like, it's not really defending. He's just like, she's semi-talented. And she won't be the mother, so it'll be fine. And so the next day, Sarita goes to visit Rena at the shop, and that's where she corrects her because Rena's not doing it right. And
it's because she's doing it on her friend. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's just like, can we talk? And she tells her, like, are you sure you want to do this? And Rena's like, yeah, I'm so down for this. And Sarita's like, okay, well, we need to see if you can even have children. So they take her to the gynecologist. She does all these tests, and we find out that she is able to have children. Like, there's nothing wrong. And so they decide to go through with it. I think Rita's very hesitant to go through with this, but it seems like everybody else is like all for it. And then Lisa is not happy about this because she's like, what the fuck? But then Rena gets her to chill out, basically, because she's like, it's okay, it'll just be 9 months, and this is for my sister. Like, this isn't our baby.
Yeah, everything will be normal right after. Yeah.
So then Rena is going through the process of the insemination, and Lisa and Sarita are, like, nervously waiting in the lobby. And then time passes where Rena is able to take a pregnancy test. Meanwhile, Mitch and Sarita finally tell her mom what's going on, and the mom freaks out. She's like, what the fuck? This is not natural. This is Rena, too. Like, just put a stop to it. But obviously they don't because, mm-hmm. I mean, she's already done the thing. And then the test comes out negative. So then they decide, like, you know what? Rena's like, I don't want to do it at that clinic again. Can we just do it at home? Yeah. So she enlists Lisa to help her do it at home with, like, a turkey baster thing.
Yeah.
And then, which I thought is kind of funny. It made me think of the L word again.
I know, but I also, I think there's more, but I felt really bad for Lisa.
I do agree because Lisa did not sign up for any of this. She was barely even okay with Rena doing this, but now she's like, okay, you have to help me do this at home. And Lisa's like, I don't want to touch it. It smells. I just don't want to do this. I know.
She's like, no. Ew.
But Rena's like, we have to. So obviously Sarita and Mitch know. But then I said Mitch is nasty because he was like almost getting turned on at the thought of Lisa and Rena doing the process at home.
Yeah,
and then
I know.
Sarita was like, stop. That's my sister. Like, ew, like, get off of me.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
gross.
That's disgusting. Oh, my God. I just hate men.
Also, do you talk about the after Lisa does the insemination.
Yeah, yeah. So after Rena is laying there, obviously they like struggled to do it because Lisa's just like, what the fuck am I doing? But they get it done and then they're like laying there in the bed together. And then Rena tells Lisa like, hey, I heard that it had like, it makes the chances higher if I am like orgasming, like if I am aroused. And so Lisa's like, what? Like, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to get down there. And Rena's like, come on, like just, you can just touch me. So they attempt to, Lisa attempts to. And then Rena's like, this is just not happening for me. And Lisa's like, good, because it's not happening for me.
Yeah. Like, I felt like really weird for Lisa. I felt like she coerced her into something she didn't feel comfortable with. She was like, I don't want to touch it. This is gross. And she's like, oh, well, it's okay. You don't have to like go down there or like go in there, just like touch me. But it's like, she still doesn't want to.
She doesn't want to be part of that process. Yeah.
So I'm glad that Rena then, I feel like, was like, I'm thinking she was like, oh, it's not going to happen. I don't feel turned on because I realized that I'm an asshole and I was forcing her to do this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Which I was like, this went back to me hating Rena. I was like,
I know, because Lisa, and then it's, I feel like it's made to seem like Lisa's the one that's being so unreasonable that she won't do this and everything. Yeah. But I'm like, you guys went from her barely moving in and everything to her not even being that, like, committed.
Yeah.
And then having, like, helping you get pregnant for your sister.
Yeah, weird. And so, I didn't like it.
Yeah. And then I said the mom is a total bitch. I dislike her, too.
She is a bitch.
And then I said, as Rena struggles to get pregnant, Mitch continues supplying them with, obviously, his sperm. And, I thought it was another weird thing too, because he sort of, he talked to Rena and was like, are you guys sure you're like doing it properly? And then Rena, instead of being like completely offended and being like, you're disgusting, what the fuck is wrong with you? She's like, are you suggesting like what I think you're suggesting? And he was like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, like, that was really fucking weird. And I would immediately tell my sister, like, also, your husband is trying to fuck me.
Like, if she didn't already fucking know, he was turned on at the thought of that. Like, disgusting. But then she brushes it off. And then Sarita arrives. And then she's like, oh, what are we talking about? And they're like, nothing. Like, nothing happened here. So, shady Rena and disgusting Mitch.
Yeah.
So, they continue doing that. And after some time has passed, Sarita tells Rena that she wants to stop trying because her life is different now. She's like, maybe I just need to get used to the idea of me not having like a family right now or adopting or something else. And Rena is just like, are you sure? Okay, fine. Like, you know, I feel like she was kind of okay with it, but then was like, you know, we're already doing this. So, and that goes, like you said, that maybe she really did want a baby. I feel like she did. So, Sarita tells Mitch that she told Rena to stop trying, but he is not understanding it, obviously, because he's just like, what the fuck? Like, we already did this process. Like, why did you not include me and discuss this, like, too? And she's like, is this not my, like, choice? This is what's happening, like, with me, even though it's not my body directly. Like, this is still my choice. And so as Rena and Lisa are, like, throwing away the turkey baster, they get turned on and they have sex. But it's, like, I guess, like, afterwards. So they have sex. And afterwards, Rena decides to take a pregnancy test. And it turns out she's pregnant.
I feel pregnant.
She's like, yeah, after that, I'm definitely pregnant.
Yeah.
So it is positive. I was going to say it's negative. It's positive. And she goes to tell Sarita. And Sarita's just like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? Like, you kind of ruined it all because I already made the decision not to. But now you're pregnant. And she basically tells Rena that she doesn't want her to keep the baby.
Yeah, she's like, abort.
She's like, no, I don't want this anymore. Like, don't do this. And which I think it is crazy. Mitch disagrees because he's like, oh my God, this changes everything. Like, she's pregnant now. So we're going to still continue on. And then Lisa's obviously like, what the fuck are you doing too? Because your sister doesn't even want the baby anymore. So why are you trying to have this baby? So then Sarita and her mom and Rena all get into a disagreement because Rena's like, I'm going to keep the baby even though Sarita is telling you not to. And Sarita's just like, fuck you. And then the mom is like, okay, well, maybe this baby will change Rena. And maybe you'll eventually learn to, like, want the baby too. Which is crazy. Nobody's thinking about Sarita.
No.
So yeah, Rena decides to keep the baby. And their mom does try to convince Sarita to prepare for her, for the baby. And Sarita's just like, I need time. I don't know what's going on. And then Lisa is not okay with it, with raising the baby. So they kind of like break up.
She's like, because she's like, said it was just 9 months and now our whole life is going to change.
Because Rena's like, you're going to raise this baby with me. And Lisa's like, no.
The fuck?
She's like, I do not want, like, I never wanted this. Like, maybe even in the future, but like, no. And then they do break up. So I don't blame Lisa at all. Because that's fucking insane. Because Rena's like, you cannot have me and not accept the baby.
Yeah.
Girl. Everyone's telling you to have an abortion.
I hate Rena.
I know. That's why I told you when you're this like, oh bitch. My God, she's like really hot. And I'm like, yeah, she was hot for the first 5 seconds
she
of the movie.
She stopped being hot immediately.
As soon as she opened her mouth, she's not hot, like with everything. So Lisa's at a bar and she's like talking to her friend Janice about the situation. And she's just like, they're reminiscing on their times when they were younger. And then she's just like, this is insane. I can't believe Rena. And then they kiss. Yeah. Like you can tell they're slowly leaning into it. They kiss. And Janice is like, that was really nice. And Lisa's like, I just don't need this right now. I cannot deal with this. So back at home, Lisa is like writing a note and she thinks that Rena is coming in, but it's actually their roommate, Tiffany, the baby gay. And she's just like, Rena, like, I need to stay with my mom for a while. And then Tiffany's like, I'll tell her, don't worry. So Lisa just leaves and she stays with her mom. And it feels like everybody is against, well, everyone is not thinking clearly. Like, Lisa and Sarita are the only two that are, like, not for it. But even Lisa's mom is like, if you love her, you will support her through this. And you need to be with her. And you'll want to raise this baby. And Lisa's like, it's not even mine.
She's like, it's not like I got this girl pregnant. I'm just ditching
like
her.
Like, I'm abandoning her. Yeah. Like, I'm not a deadbeat. Yeah. Like, what? But the mom's just like, no, you need to be with her. So Lisa does try to meet up with her. Like, they meet up with her and Lisa apologizes for, like, freaking out in the beginning. But then they talk about, like, their plans have changed and Lisa's still like, I can't be a part of this. So they're still not back together, but they're having talks. And Rena tries to speak to Sarita, but Sarita doesn't want to because she's mad at Rena for having a baby. And she's just like, you always do whatever you want to do. Like, no. And so Sarita's like trying to find herself. And then Rena's like, you know what? I'm going to make some changes. And she puts away her motorcycle. She's like, yeah, I'm not going to ride my motorcycle. Time is passed again. And Rena's like, you know what? Let's have a baby shower. And then Lisa's mom arrives with flowers for her. And she's just like, oh my God, like you look so beautiful. And like no one's supporting Rena other than her mom and like her friends and Lisa. Obviously, the two people that should be or not, because it's insane that she did this without, like,
what the hell?
And then she, Lisa's mom tells Janice, like, don't mess things up for Lisa or I will out you to your father.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. And so, because she still wants Lisa to be with Rena. Mm-hmm. So then Mitch goes to Rena's house and they, like, bond over the baby and he's like, can I touch your belly? And then he's like, you miss her. And she's like, yeah, I do miss Sarita. And he's like, I mean, Lisa. So they start spending time together. Like, he's there reading to the baby and, like, being there for Rena. And the next morning, Lisa goes to see Rena and she tells her, like, I am afraid. And Rena's like, I'm afraid too. But I'm like, why the fuck are you having the baby? Choice. Yeah. So Rena tells her, like, again, you can't not be with me and not accept the baby. And Lisa's just like, it's not just that, but it's also like your mom. She doesn't even acknowledge that I'm your girlfriend. She says I'm your roommate. And Rena's like, oh shit, you're right. But and then she also, Lisa's like, I'm worried you're gonna settle down with Mitch. And Rena's like, just because I'm pregnant doesn't mean I'm not a dyke. Like, what? And Lisa's like, oh my God, you're so right. So then they make up and they're together.
I was worried about that too, girl. When it they seems... had that weird, like, semi-flirty conversation, I was like, oh my God, is she gonna end up stealing her sister's husband?
I know.
I'm gonna be so mad.
No, I would honestly have not. I couldn't even deal with that if that happened. But it did seem that way because Rena is like doing a complete, like.
She's being weird.
Yeah.
Who's to say she's not going to be like, I actually changed my mind. I think I could be with this man.
Yeah, especially the father of the baby.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So weird.
Okay. I know, but eventually, like, Lisa and her talk it out, and they decide to be together again after Lisa tells her all her fears. And Rena's like, oh, my God, like, come on. I'm still lesbian. So then later that night, Rena and her friends are, like, discussing the co-parenting situation with Mitch. And they're like, you know, I'm sure he'll just want the baby when it's convenient, not all the time. And Lisa's still just, like, trying to support and be like, yeah, you know, I'm in this now.
Yeah.
And then more time passes and Sarita is, like, trying to find herself. And she's, like, trying to ride Rena's motorcycle.
Yeah, which she's is, like, maybe I'm a tyke on a bike.
She's like, huh.
She's like, trading places?
I almost thought that that was going to happen when I first watched it. I thought that Sarita was going to be like, oh, my God, I think I like women.
Yeah.
But no, she just tries to ride the motorcycle and she makes up with Mitch, which I'm like, get a divorce too.
He sucks.
Like, cut off your family and get a divorce because they suck. All of them
this
suck.
This is our Dear Dykes advice early.
Yeah, like, cut off all your family. And so then Rena and her mom are hanging out and her mom has chilled out a lot more. And her mom says that she read an article about you being, like, born with the gay gene. And Rena is like, I wonder, like, it must have been somebody in our family was a lesbian for obviously, you know, it's genetic. And she asked if her grandma was a lesbian.
Yeah, she's
and,
like, what about your mom?
Yeah. And then her mom begins laughing. And she's like, oh, my God, I never thought I'd hear you ask if your grandma was a lesbian. But she seems like a lot more, like,
she's being nicer.
She's being really nice.
Less of an asshole.
Yeah, because she has a fucking baby.
Yeah.
Like, that's what Rena wanted, honestly, to be seen that way. Mm-hmm. So then she does tell Rena, like, don't worry. Like, your maternal instincts are going to kick in once you give birth. Because, like, I felt that way when I saw you. Like, there wasn't anything I wouldn't do to, like, protect you. And so the eighth month approaches and they do another – Rena's mom performs a ceremony of, like, good luck and health for the baby with Sarita, Mitch, and Rena. So it seemed to me like she acknowledged that Lisa was her partner because she's like, here, like, Rena's here. Sarita, you're going to be, like, the godmother. So, like, put the umbrella. Mitch, you just stand there. Mm. And she's like, Lisa, you're, like, the husband. So, like, Lisa's sitting next to Rena. And so I feel like she's like, okay, this is not what I wanted, but at least you're having a baby. And so Rena's family are, like, helping her in, like, the birthing position classes. Even Sarita is now that she made up. And then the time finally comes for Rena to give birth. And Lisa's, like, by her side and super supportive. But she doesn't want to take any drugs to help her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God, that's crazy. I know people do that. But I'm like, give me all the drugs. In fact, if I could just, like, go to sleep, if I had to, if I could go to sleep and then just have the baby, I would.
I mean, it's literally, like, ripping your body open.
Yeah.
It's crazy, I think.
So she's in a lot of pain. Yeah. She's, like, screaming. Then she's, like, telling Lisa, you did this to me. And Lisa's like, no, I didn't, but okay.
She's like, I didn't want to. You basically forced me to do it.
Yeah. Oh, and then Mitch is at, like, the end of the table, like, I guess sort of helping deliver, but not really, but he's, like, there. And so Sarita is finally on her way, and she's, like, kind of late. She's on the motorcycle. So it's, like, it's so completely cool. Changed yeah. now. Yeah. And she finally gets there. The baby is born, and what did I say? Oh, yeah, the baby's born, and then Sarita arrives, and she's, like, I should go. But then Rena's, like, no, stop. Like, you're her godmother, so, like, hold her, and then Sarita does hold the baby. And then it seems like everybody's happy. Mitch is happy. Lisa, Rena, the moms are happy. And then there's, like, a montage of the family and friends, like, holding the baby, and they're just, like, this one big happy family, and that's the end of this shitty movie. I'm like, please.
I thought it was your favorite.
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry. It's my favorite.
This is the end but of the best movie ever. But it's one of those movies, movie
like, you watch once and that's it.
Yeah, and now so, you had to watch it twice.
I know.
Like, what the
hell? Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay, that was so interesting. Okay, so time for Munch Merch Murder. Our options are Sarita, Janice, and Rena.
So, do you know yours?
Girl, okay, I don't know. It's kind of hard because I hate Rena.
I do too.
But I also don't want to kill her and be with a straight person, Sarita.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my thought. Mm-hmm. I would merge with Janice because she's actually a lesbian.
Yeah.
And I would munch Rena. and I would murder Sarita. I'm sorry. I hate Rena, but I still think she's hot.
Rena is hot. I will give you that. But I feel like, again, like, just – her actions throughout this movie, she, like, completely sucks all around. And so I can't even excuse the fact that she's a lesbian. Yeah, so I would murder Rena. And now I'm really wishing I put Lisa in here. I was going to say Leslie. I'm like, there's no Leslie. Lesbian Lisa. LL. I would murder Rena, munch Sarita, and then merge with Janice.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like Sarita is, like, heading towards that. She's riding a motorcycle.
She's
maybe
gonna be bi. She's just discovering. The most,
I'm hoping.
Yes. at the very least, she's gonna be some percentage. Yeah. So okay, we're gonna rate this movie on a scale of 1 to 5. What would you rate it?
If I could, I would say 0. So 1. Yeah, I hated this movie. Nothing. Yeah. I mean, there were funny moments in between, but the entire plot's like, I could have lived my life not seeing this movie. I feel like I, yeah.
Well, I gave it a 4.
Straight face. You looked really serious for a second.
Oh my god, you guys. I was like, I'm available for auditions. I'm an actress now. No, I gave it a 2. Okay. And the reason I gave it a 2 is
Serena?
Well, I thought she was really hot. But second, mainly because I think I also gave Elena and Dunn a 2. And the only reason is because they ended up together at least.
Yeah.
And this is how I felt. I was like, well, at least if she went and ended up with Mitch, I would have flipped out and I would have been like 0 across the board.
Yeah.
But I gave it a 2 because I want to acknowledge that these women made this on their own and I am proud of them. Mm-hmm. And
I feel so bad. I'm like, it still fucking sucks. No, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Because I gave Maggie and Annie a 1.
Yeah.
But that was because it was bad and they didn't end up together because someone died.
Yeah,
at least in
Maggie
this,
died.
They didn't die.
Yeah.
And so I am giving it a 2. What year did Maggie and Annie come out? Was it also 1999?
It was 1996, I want to say. Something like that.
Oh, okay.
No, it could be closer to 99. Yeah.
I feel like it was the same.
Strange.
Era.
My birth year had such awful fucking movies.
Yeah. Also, 1999 is my favorite year. I've talked about it before. Like, it was like the year that I like gained consciousness. I was like, I don't know. I had such a fun summer.
Oh, I love that for you.
Yeah. I learned what a lot of things were from Undressed.
Maggie and Annie actually came out in 2002.
Wow.
Whoa.
Well, we can tell the low budgetness of it because the style was still very similar to this 1999.
That's true. Maybe they
like
filmed
a few
it.
Years behind. Yeah,
and
that
it took
could be
that
too
long.
Because they had to get somebody to distribute it or they had to get money together to distribute it.
That's so true.
Okay, so yes, so you gave it a 1.
You gave it a 2.
And I gave it a 2. Okay. So if you're enjoying But I'm a Lesbian, please head over to our Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook and follow to stay up to date on our newest episodes and hottest takes. We are now accepting questions for our Dear Dykes advice segments. Send in your dilemmas and get help from us, your favorite lesbian podcasters. There's a link to the job form in the description of this episode as well as on our link tree on all social media pages.
Okay, welcome back. We have a listener question, so get ready for Dear Dykes.
Dear Dykes, I need some advice. Dear Dykes, can you help me, please? Dear Dykes, I need some advice. Dear Dykes, can you help me, please?
Dear Dykes.
Yes! Yay. Okay, so, Dear Dykes. It took me a while to figure out my sexuality. I was in denial for many years. Finally came out, but it's been intimidating dating It's been intimidating with dating with zero experience with ladies. I've never kissed a lady or done anything more. Do I go hookup route to get it all over with, or do I try to take my time and date? And this is by Metal Dimples.
I think that's a cute name. I like that.
Yes. Did you know? Well, I don't know. What? Did my wife used to have dimple piercings?
Yes. I'm like, you know? I'm like, yeah, you told me.
I don't even think, I feel like she had taken them out before we were together, but.
Oh my God. I thought she had them done while you guys were dating.
No, I think she got them done when she was like 18.
Oh my God.
And cool. I feel like she had taken them out like before we actually met in person. I don't think I ever saw her with them in.
And you were like asking like, oh. Like, or did she tell you?
No, I saw the pictures because we met on the internet. Oh, okay, and cool, so cool. I like looked at her Facebook pictures and there were some from before she took them out. So I knew that she had them.
They're so cute. But after having the dahlias, I feel like that was just a fraction of what I experienced. And I'm like, twice is enough to try this. I think I'm done.
Because it's like, it's probably similar. Like,
it's so hard.
They never heal.
They never heal, especially like, yeah, they just never heal. It's really annoying. They're super sensitive. Especially if you wear makeup and are just trying to like live life, it gets irritated. So yeah, metal dimples. Is that what it reminds you of?
Yeah, the dimples. That's so cute. So okay, I
don't even give advice.
I'm like, I like your name. Did you know my wife? okay, so I thought this was interesting and was a really good question. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that would be really hard. My story is not that similar. In a way, I was in denial for a lot of years, but not, I was like basically an adult, right? Because we talked about we were both 19 when we came out.
Yeah.
I had, made out with people of both, like different genders
before that point
yeah. But I had never like done anything farther with anyone of either. Okay. So I guess it probably would be hard if this person I'm assuming has been with men, so it's like a bigger jump than mine was just like, well, I've never done anything sexual with like either. Anybody so okay, it was
that
easy
makes sense.
I guess, but I think, I don't know if this is good advice. I'm interested to see what you would say.
Okay.
I would err on the side of go the hookup route. So if you embarrass yourself, it's okay because you're not going to have to see this person again.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I would do. But also, this is coming from an alcoholic. I would have been drunk hooking up with people, being okay, like, well, I got it over with and I don't have to feel nervous about it because I'm drunk. Like, yeah. I don't know. What do you think?
Okay, I feel like you said, it's obviously very similar, our coming out of us being 19. But up until that point, I had only ever, like, been with men. So even like saying, okay, I am acknowledging that I am gay, right? Or I came out as bisexual first. That was going to be like my first time literally kissing or like doing anything with a woman. So I was very nervous. Yeah. But then I was like, fuck it. I don't care. I'm just going to go for it. So I would go out on dates and I'm like, if I – or what I would do is like, you know how sometimes when you're like looking and stuff, I wasn't looking for like a relationship right off the bat because I was like, I think I want to experience things. So I was like going out on dates and doing that stuff compared to being like, okay, I'm looking like the relationship route. So like similar, like hookups, because that's the way you are like that nervous about not having like experience in that. I mean, just fucking go for it, because you're not gonna like, no, like if I had if I had a bad date, which I have, I'm like, I'm just never gonna see you again. Yeah. So, you know, yeah. Yes, good advice as well from our producer. Hook up route, but be open about the fact that you're learning. And which, that is important too, because especially if like you're going out with somebody and even though that's your first experience, it's not theirs. And I think I did say that at one point too. Like when I was going on dates, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Like I'm very new to this. So
yeah.
That's on me if I'm like not, I guess.
Yeah. You know. No, I think also saying like, yeah, that you're learning or you've never done it before. Mm-hmm. There are some people that have a kink for that. And they're like, oh, I'll be the one to show you.
I can show
you. I'll show you the ropes, girl.
Okay.
Like the ride a cowgirl. Ride a cowgirl. I'll show you.
See, that never happened to me. When I would say that, they were just like, oh, okay, that's cool. But then still expect me to like
know what you're doing?
Do you know what I'm doing? And I'm like, okay, I guess. So I'm like, I guess that's what it is. But then I didn't like that because it felt like I was doing everything. And I was like,
yeah,
how is this possible? Are we not like...
Well, you were only meeting pillow princesses that were like, oh, this can be our first thing, but you have to do everything.
They wanted me to... Oh, I thought you were talking about the other one. They wanted me to be the one that works and they stay at home.
Oh, yes, that too. They were like, too. I was like, I'm going to be a lesbian trad wife and yeah, you can work and take care of me. And I'm going to be the pillow princess and you have to do all the work even though you don't know what you're doing.
I'm like, also, we have to, this has to be equal. I'm like, even, no, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I feel like, yes, there are people that do have kinks for that. So maybe they'll
you
be,
gotta find
okay,
them.
I'm like, find them because I didn't find them here.
Yeah. I think there is something to be said. It is okay to not do it that way. I do think about like, yeah, I was 19, so I was still young, but like,
yeah.
My first time doing anything past like making out, was with my girlfriend, my yeah, first girlfriend. And it was like, it was very like awkward. And I feel like neither one of us wanted to like talk about it. Cause we were also very immature, like that we had not done this. Neither mm-hmm, of us had. Then I remember we did stuff and she was like, I looked it up online, like, but I'm just saying there's no shame in looking it up online. And yeah, now it's a lot easier than it was in 2009. Okay. There was way less info about how do you have lesbian sex?
That's true.
How do I give my girlfriend an orgasm? Now you can find all kinds of info. Like there's
that
this,
is true.
There's this podcast that we're like mutuals on social media, and I listened to an episode that mm-hmm, they had, and it was basically like a lesbian sex 101 episode. Mm-hmm. And I thought, this is so good. The podcast is called Simply Sapphic. Mm-hmm. And basically it's a lot. It's, I think they kind of frame it as like a toolkit for like, if you're coming out, like listen mm-hmm, to our episodes and we will help you learn things. Mm-hmm. And so that was like, you can listen to that episode. You know yeah, what I mean? Also, you know, how many times am I going to mention the L word in this episode? You know, in the L word, when Alice hooks up with Phyllis and Phyllis got the whole lesbian sex book, you know, mm-hmm, and then she was like, I want to try analingus. Like, she was like, I want to try all the things
she's
that
like,
I read about.
Let me do everything.
But
yeah,
you could also get a book like that.
That's
like
true.
If you don't want to look it up online and you're more old school and you're like, I would rather have a book, and then like the book will tell you all the things.
Yeah.
But also, literally, I just gotta tell you this, like, life, well, I don't know. We'll see. Things are trying to go backwards now. But when I was coming out, there were no mainstream magazines that told you about lesbian sex. Mm. And in recent years, Cosmo that mm-hmm, tells you how to do blowjobs and stuff. Mm-hmm. They had an article that was like the top 5 scissoring positions. And I was like amazed. I thought that was so cool because like, I'm whoa, like, whoa.
If, well, yeah.
If like younger me had seen this, I would have felt like so much more accepted. And also yeah, I'd be like, wow, this is really cool. Like,
you're
I
like,
never
wait a
that,
second.
I know. So yeah, I can see either way. Mm-hmm. I do think like the hookup route is probably like the easier way to kind of get things out of the way and like and in like learning or feeling awkward. So when you are with the person yeah, that you really like, you maybe it's still always awkward to me the first time, but like
yeah,
it'll be like, oh, okay, I have done this before. Mm-hmm. I like know. Everyone's vagina is a little different, but I'm not gonna. What was that Booksmart where she accidentally put her finger in her butthole?
She put her finger up her butt. Yeah, she's like, you're up my butt. Yeah,
she's like, wrong hole.
Oh my god.
So like, hopefully that doesn't happen because you've tried it before. Yeah. But don't, girl. I don't know how that happens. I mean, unless I guess maybe you're like really, really drunk and you're like, I can't tell what I'm feeling because they
were drinking though. I thought that's why they were drunk. And she was just like,
she had never done anything.
Yeah, she's trying. And then the other person was like, okay, this is the wrong hole.
So awkward. Okay. So I hope that this helped.
Yes. Yeah. I hope so. Definitely. Even if you're like still on the fence of hookups and everything, you can still do like practice dates and stuff. Like, well, I mean, this can be real dates, but like,
I was like, practice on yourself, like certain things.
That is true. I feel like.
Also, you know, people always say that they're like, oh, it should be easier hooking up with someone with the same parts as you because, like, you know what you like. But also, that's not true because the things that I like are not the same things that my wife likes. And the same with, like, so many other people. Yeah. And something else that I've learned that might seem obvious, and it might not be obvious to this person because they're new at being gay or being out. But, like, you can ask someone what they like. And it's actually probably better to do that than just try to guess.
Yeah.
But I had this thing in my mind when I was younger where I was like, oh, I should just like know what they like and that will make me the best lover because I'm like just
You're just so in tune with it. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, actually, they don't like that.
Yeah.
And so don't just try to guess. Like you can ask people what they're into.
Yeah, I think that was very good advice. So hopefully this helps, Metal Dimples.
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Oh, yes, queer trivia. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Wow, I don't think you know this. I don't know this either. Okay. But maybe I'm wrong. Okay. What was Sir Elton John's name before he legally changed it in 1972? A, Reginald Kenneth Dwight. B, Long John Baldry. Mm-hmm. C, Elton Dean. D, Taron Egerton.
Oh, my God. Taron Egerton is an actor.
I know. I was like, I know that starred in
Kingsman with him. But I want to say it's either Reginald or Elton Dean. But fuck, I don't remember. Fuck, I'm going to go with A, Reginald.
Yeah!
Okay. I'm like, it's in my head, but it's not. And I used to really like Elton.
I was going to say, now you're Elton John's. It was like
the stuff that you look up.
Like, wow.
I actually did really love Elton John. It was like the stuff that you look up when you're like younger, but then it loses, like, you lose the facts when you get older.
Like how I thought Lucia Haley was part Chinese for years because she was born in China. And I looked up things about her in 2007. And so until literally like a couple years ago, I thought she was part Asian. And I remember telling my wife that. And she was like,
she's like, no, she's not.
She looks really white. And that's I was like, no, she's part Chinese. And then I looked it up and it's like, no, her dad was like in the military and she was born in China. I thought my this whole time. Anyway, so I understand
the like
forgetting but remembering some part. Yeah.
It just took you giving me that trivia question. Yeah. Okay. So which poet wrote Rose is a Rose? Wait, Rose is a Rose is a Rose is a Rose. Is it A, Gertrude Stein, B, Sappho, C, Emily Dickinson, or D, Mary Oliver?
Emily Dickinson.
No, it's Gertrude Stein.
Fuck, I just guessed. I don't know any poetry. I only know my favorite poet, Andrea Gibson, that I have talked about so many times. Damn, we do not do well on the poetry questions. Really.
I mean, no, but we need to up our knowledge on that.
But we should guess Sappho every time because sometime it's going to be right.
Yeah, eventually. That's true. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay, so thank you so much for tuning in to But I'm a Lesbian. We are your go-to for sapphic media reviews, WLW drama, and unfiltered queer takes. If you enjoyed the show, please like, share, and subscribe on every platform. Leave us a review to help support the queer community and keep this lesbian-led pod thriving. After all, we're just two lesbians out here with mics trying to survive.
Yes, and tune in next week where we will be reviewing Foxfire, oh my gosh, with Angelina Jolie.
Baby Angelina.
Yeah, this is the 1996 coming-of-age film. It's available on Pluto and YouTube.
Yay! Yeah. We will
see you next Tuesday.
Executive producers for But I'm a Lesbian are Caitlin Beatty and Angelina Herrera. Produced and mixed by Victoria Shiflett. Creative direction and video editing provided by Juanita Iriarte. Music by Stiletto Falsetto.